want some bright, shining faces. We've got a lot of beautiful annual plants here that will bring a lot of joy and sunshine to your life.
So yeah.
The last week, we'll have those around in little pots, and I encourage folks to come in and pick them up if they need to have anything like that.
Okay, sort of last call for flowers.
Then. Last call.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Tess. And, you know, next Monday falls on the 4th of July. And I'm wondering, you're probably going water skiing, right? No?
Oh, that's it. That's where I'm going.
That's as I thought. As I thought. So let's, I'll make, we won't stop doing this week from the garden, but maybe we'll check in with live notes from the garden after that.
Sounds good,
and
we'll be looking that time at what else is coming out of the garden. I'm excited to see what else is happening and what we can do with it to feed ourselves.
Oh yeah, we'll have even more to talk about.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Tess.
Thanks a lot, Don.
You bet. Great. Bye-bye. And of course, that was Tess Hoke from Local 98856. This week in the garden, if you've got questions for Tess, you can always drop in. Local is open from 9 to 4, Monday through Saturday, or you can send it to KTRT's Facebook page, and we'd be happy to ask Tess for you. This Week in the Garden shows are also available on Local's website. It's local98856.com.